Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. My Mercado Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:10 and change. Let's say 11:11 right now. Here in the great Northeast, this beautiful Tuesday, October 28, 2025, 48 degrees outside the studios. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our friend John Basiliga and Serenity Care, one of his great companies, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we've lost this year, but salute today. David Bulford, Pittston, Henry Casper, DuPont, Carl Jerry Booz, Pittston. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle, gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense after a brief news adjournment, promising you that for the balance of this morning, our commitment to common sense will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you. And man, do you need it when they are blowing smoke up your patooey, constantly lying. We have an entire political party that's all they do is lie. And sadly, it has seeped down to the local level. And the worst of the offenders is a commissioner named Bill Gaughan, the Boy King. This song dedicated to him. Not at the time, but today. The Boy King, Billy Gaughan, he's been displaced. Temporarily, anyway. You vote for Mike Cappellini, who's another left-wing lunatic. And then, by the way, friendly guys, nice guys. But you can't have people like this who are that demented in charge of you and your life. Just can't do it. All righty. So, Mr. Paul, our executive producer, he came up with that idea. And I said, man, it's perfect. I've been calling him Boy King. The Boy King is now displaced. He doesn't. He reminds me of the kid who played the Boy King in... what was the show, Bulldog? Well, I'm asking you. Game of Thrones. that's who Billy Gaughan. And he's got these supporters coming to the meetings just completely making it up. As though they're the ones who created the chaos when he's the guy who did it. It's crazy. Anyway, somebody says, welcome back to the Bill Gaughan Hour, LOL. Well, again, when you have someone, and that's why, again, I because I live in Scranton, Lackawanna County, fine. But we focus on people like Gaughan and people like County Commissioner Gaughan and Mayor Cognetti because they epitomize the left. They're like the junior leagues. They're not quite AAA. They're like some kind of farm league. And they copy off their left-wing lunatic brethren who are much higher up the food chain, but they copy off them. And these are the two idiots that gave you Biden Street and Biden Expressway, national embarrassments for our area. If they did not epitomize, it wouldn't be worth the juice wouldn't be worth the squeeze. It just wouldn't. But it is. Somebody says stop signs and bike lanes while we have trucks hitting low bridges on a daily basis. I know. Somebody says, and they continue. Cognetti's like the friend that runs up the tab and has to leave before the check comes. Yep. He's ordering Dom Perignon. She's ordering bottle service. And then she's leaving. Or trying to. You're not going to beat Rob Bresnahan. She's been exposed. Her lunacy has been exposed. Her lies have been exposed. Lying that she... Why lie? You've been running for Congress since you became mayor and even before that. You left the Scranton School Board when tough decisions had to be made because you didn't want to damage your viability for U.S. Congress. You ran for mayor when there was an opening. And you have this fake old boy nonsense. It's all lies. You have the new left-wing lunatic alliances. Crazy stuff. Sad stuff. Hey, let's go to Andrew from Jersey. Andrew, how are you, man?
Pretty good, Bob. And I always think of what you said. If to be an ideologue leftist, you have to be a hypocrite and a liar. And on a much worse scale, but in New York City, the Mandani's father is a professor.
Oh,
and that
sick.
Shows how
he's a sick man.
Poisoned. Right. And he's a liar. He said that colonialism started in the United States with whites. It never existed in history, which is a lie. And he said that the Nazis, when they gas chambered and built concentration camps, they wouldn't have been able to do that had it not been for America, who taught them.
Abraham Lincoln.
That, which,
Abraham
right.
Lincoln taught
the,
them,
the irony,
taught
like you
the
said,
Nazis
a hypocrite,
how to separate
he's a,
people.
He's a hypocrite because he's actually Indian from India, and he's a Muslim, and Arabic and maybe North African black Muslims came, invaded India, and at the sword.
By the way, let us not forget. From India, that is the home of the caste system. I mean, to even try to make these insane comparisons, it shows you what a sick phony this goofball Mamdani is. It's scary. Man, it's scary.
And throughout history, we know there was invasions, the Mongol hordes, and India itself, Dinesh D'Souza pointed out like how many times it was invaded by different races. And lastly, they try to like differentiate that if a crime or an invasion is committed by a different race, somehow it's worse. Like if there's a murder or a rape, it doesn't matter what race or where the person comes, it's an equal crime. So to tell these egregious lies, like you have people like that teaching our kids.
Yep.
And Bill Ayers, his wife, she was part of the Weather Underground on the FBI's most wanted list. She was a professor in Chicago. He was a professor. New York City, in Columbia, they had hired a woman that just got out of prison for aiding and abetting. This was like 15 years ago, the murder of 8 New York City police officers, the Black Panthers, she set up an ambush, pretended that she was in distress, calling in a crime. And when they responded, the Panthers came out guns blazing. And then Bill O'Reilly found a video of her after she was hired saying that the murderer should be let out. But thank God, I don't want to be so grim, but I mean, thank God that there's people like you out there that are telling the truth. And we're proud of you, and you're a great example.
Well, I thank you for that, Andrew. But, man, we got a lot of work to do, and it's far from over. But what is over is this first segment. We've got to take a break, listen to our great sponsors. We have a little history, a little music, and then you. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Great song. Idiot artist. John Mellencamp. Just shut up and sing, John. This date, 1985, he released his hit Small Town. Great song. And 2013, Penn State says it would pay $59.7 million to 26 young men over claims of child sexual abuse at the hands of former assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. I've never forgiven Penn State for their reaction, for firing Joe Paterno, embarrassing him when he had nothing to do with it and did the right thing. It actually almost surprised me. Now, number one, Sandusky was not coaching at the time this was disclosed. And he had an event in the that occurred in the shower that an assistant coach reported to him. He reported it immediately to the athletic director and the president of the university. I don't know what responsibility he had beyond that. The funny thing, though, you know, you look back, Sandusky was the guy. If Paterno was not, just for example, here in Northeast Pennsylvania, they have that great dinner. If Paterno wasn't there, Sandusky was there. And he came across a man's man. But how the university powers that be and the board decide that Joe Paterno was more to blame than I don't know who. I mean, Sandusky had a foundation that's mentored and saved abandoned children. And none of these experts detected what Sandusky was up to. But they expect an 84-year-old guy, football coach, to be in the middle of it when Sandusky hadn't worked for him for years. Well, I'm not going to forgive him until that Paterno statue is back up at the football field. Just will not forgive. Disgrace how they behaved. Lots going on. We're still talking about the ICE situation in various left-wing lunatic cities and how they're being resisted, how they're being assaulted. Who are these people? Please. Who are these people opposing the imposition of the law? They should all be arrested. Why would you protest and put in danger federal law enforcement agents? You should be at Capitol Hill protesting. Change the laws. Change the law. That's what you should be doing. But these are sick, goofy people, and many, many, many of them are being paid by twisted establishmentarians and leftists who have the demise of this country in mind. By the way, that's what freedom brings. That's what freedom of speech, that's what it brings, this kind of idiocy. But to me, it's a positive. We know who the idiots are. We can just go to a No Kings protest. You'll know who the idiots are. You'll know who the dummycrats are. You play that African-American woman saying, if you hate Donald Trump more than you love this country, you are the problem. And that's exactly right. Quite amazing. When we look at the shutdown, which is another symptom of Trump derangement syndrome, and now real people are going to get hurt. It's the same thing that happening locally with our mayor and with our county commissioner up here in Lackawanna County, our mayor of Scranton. Their left-wing ideology is everything to them. Representing the people? Really? That's not even an afterthought. If they impose their agenda, whether it's $30 million of bike lanes and stop signs, if they're able to move upwards or maintain their positions, that's all that counts. Absolutely nuts. Absolutely scary. And it can be undone. You know, when you look at the elections, and I was happy to hear that great commercial against the three Supreme Court idiots, political hacks from Allegheny and Philadelphia counties, Wecht, Donahue, and Daugherty, spelled D-O-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y. They pronounce it Daugherty with the hard G in Philly area. These are the people you've got to vote no to. They've got to be stopped. And we've got a governor who's doing the same thing in the state of Pennsylvania. We have no budget for all these months. And he lauds the National Democrat Party for using their, quotes, leverage while real people suffer, while the economy suffers. I'm telling you, if they think they can harm the economy with this shutdown, that's just a side benefit. They don't care who gets hurt. They never do. They don't care about crime victims. They care about their agenda. They don't care about fentanyl victims. They care about their agenda. They don't care about children who are sexually confused. They care about their agenda. They don't care about girls who are trying to compete in sports and just have a little privacy in a locker room or a bathroom. They care about their agenda. And it's sick, twisted, and it's based in evil. Somebody says, Bob, why are you so obsessed with bike lanes? Major cities have them all the time, and it's a major selling point to a city. Ha! Please tell me them. You already said this. It's probably the same person. You said it 2 weeks ago. Who's selling bike lanes? Hey, come here and locate your business. We have bike lanes. I've never heard that, ever. So you don't know what the hell you're talking about, number one. Number two, we don't need them. Number one, I haven't seen a bike in downtown Scranton for, I don't remember the last time I saw one. That's number one. Number two, they're safe driving on the streets. There hasn't been a bike accident. There aren't people getting slaughtered. They said it's for safety. That's what the mayor said. She's lying. She wants to play like her big boy friends, left-wing lunatics in cities like Denver. That's what it's for. So the next mayor's conference, and when she's running for Congress and running to raise money, she says, oh, well, I put bike lanes in Scranton. We're just as progressive as any place. And boy, they fought me real hard. And I didn't put any pools in. I put splash pads. She forgot about the fact that teenagers are the one who cause problems if they're not occupied, and teenagers don't use splash pads. Sorry, Paige. It's copycatting left-wing lunatics. So you don't know what you're talking about. They are not a major selling point to a city, and they are not needed here. Major city? Fine. I don't care. It's the anti-automobile, anti-fossil fuel agenda, which has manifested itself into this lunacy. It's idiotic. While every business downtown is open and inviting, City Hall doors remain closed, says someone. Yep. Can't get in there. Somebody says, Bob, I'm voting for Chet Murley for county commissioner. And voting no for those three radical, progressive, left-wing lunatic judges. Yep. That's the way we gotta go. We'll take a break and be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by one of the greatest friends veterans could have, John Basaliga, and all of his great companies, featuring today Serenity Care Personal Care. Four locations, Mid-Valley, Old Forge, Wyoming, Kingston. Personal care and dementia care services, the dementia care units at Mid-Valley and Kingston locations. All four of these facilities have been completely renovated. They are beautiful. They are the gold standard of senior care in Northeast Pennsylvania. Carl Jerry Booz. He was 92 when he passed away October 15th. He was from Pittston, born in that great city, preceded in death by his wife, Beverly, back in 2016. Married to her for 40 years. His first wife, Joan Summerall Booz. His wife is 73 years past in 1973. Surviving are his children, grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. He lived a long and fulfilling life, raising a large family, looking after his parents, including his seven kids, serving during the Korean conflict, building an engineering career, playing in multiple sports leagues. Born and raised and lived the majority of his life in Pittston. He graduated from the former St. John's High School in 1951, where he played baseball and was a quarterback for the football team. Upon graduating from high school, he enlisted in the U.S. Air Force, where he achieved the rank of staff sergeant. He was one of four turret gunners on the 11-man B-29 Super Fortress at Randolph Air Force Base, Texas. At age 20, he was deployed to Okinawa, the staging area for North Korean bombing raids. He flew 26 night missions, 30,000 feet over North Korea, from January to July of 53 with the 28th Bomb Squadron, 19th Bomber Wing. He didn't speak much of his time in Korea until later in his life. Then he spoke with Jack Smiles, correspondent at the Pittston Dispatch. He was an Air Force vet. He survived those 26 Korean bombing runs. One of his harrowing missions, he was located in the B-29 top turret. The 15-plane squadron was readying for bomb drops as the enemy searchlight battery locked on the squadron. In that same moment, he would recall, "I looked up and froze. About 100 feet above us was another B-29. Its bomb bay doors were open, and I was staring at the full load of 500-pound bombs. In the last second, that B-29 went left, and the bombs fell away instead of on top of Jerry." Jerry was one of the 18 veterans, 9 living at the time, presented with the Korean Ambassador for Peace Medal by U.S. Senator Pat Toomey, a commemorative medal, an expression of appreciation from the Korean government to the United States servicemen and women who saved Korea. He left the Air Force in 55 to obtain his electrical engineering degree from Penn State. He then began his 28-year engineering career with Bendix Corporation, Montrose. He was a design engineer and retired as quality control engineer at age 52. He was the design engineer for the instrumentation panels on the Black Hawk and the Apache helicopters. In retirement, he filled most of his days up through his early 80s playing basketball and softball. Our friend Slick noted that earlier. He participated in the Senior Olympics, state and national. His team in the Pennsylvania Games won gold in 92 and 94. Softball team won gold in 98, some silver medals as well. And he participated for Pennsylvania on the basketball team at the U.S. Senior National Games in 1993. He loved his cherry red Mustang. Carl Jerry Booz, our great veteran this hour, celebrated by our man John Basiliga, and just one of his great companies today, Serenity Care. Storm Tracker 16 forecast for meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, mostly sunny. It'll be 55, 49 degrees today. Or now, tonight, fair skies, low 38. Wednesday morning sun, then increasing clouds, 55. Thursday, cloud with rain, heavy at times, 55 degrees. I don't remember this song. Murph Goes Deep with his music selection. By the way, a number of you texted in today how much you enjoy the music. We let it play here, too. I don't have to hear my own voice all the time. October 28th, 1989, Bad English. Hey, one-hit wonder, yeah, but most of us have had no hits. They went from number 15 to number 9 with their hit When I See You Smile. Bob Cadaro back at it here on the program. October 28th, Mother Teresa, St. Teresa. Joy is a sign of a generous personality. Sometimes it is also a mantle that clothes a life of great sacrifice and self-giving. A person who has the gift of joy often reaches high summits. And wouldn't she know, the great St. Teresa, Mother Teresa. Thank you, Mary Regina. My man, the Hoove, Mark Hoover, he texts in that Jerry Booz was his grade school basketball coach at St. Mary's Assumption. He then adds, great man. I love to hear that about our veterans. I love to hear it. It lets us go outside on outside the obits that we receive. And man, they were the product of this society. They were the fabric of our lives. All these people. Somebody said, the resumes and accomplishments of the heroes that you celebrate each day make me feel that I'm just a man who walked among giants. They make me proud to be an American. Don't they? Don't they? The greatest stuff. Good morning, Bob, and greetings. ALTS. ALTS back at you. About Joe Paterno, I understand he was a good longtime friend with Duke basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski. I understand that too, but I don't know it firsthand. Bob, go to Atlantic City. I go to Atlantic City quite a bit, and they have bike lanes, but never see a bike. It's a vanity. It's a left-wing vanity move. Somebody says it just came from the Scranton Chamber of Commerce. They had an open discussion with the commissioner candidates. I think Chet Murley is the most qualified and most educated one. Our buddy Michael was so arrogant. He just doesn't understand. He wants to keep the reassessment and move forward. Yeah, he's a rubber stamp for Gaughan. The boy king wants to get back in power. He's all upset that he's got 3 weeks to wait. Yes, Chet Murley's the man. Without doubt. All right, let's go to Donald from Pittston. Donald, how are you?
Yeah, good. I wanted to talk about this, a million things, but this man Danny. Like, what happened here is they never policed their party, the Democrats. Years ago, there was a guy by the name of Lyndon LaRouche, and they had him on the grand jury, indicted him for tax evasion back in '88, and he went to jail. He was a communist.
Donald, when I ran for Congress.
Right.
To beat a Lyndon LaRouche disciple in 1988 as a Democrat, I was.
Right. He ran four times as a Republican and Democrat. They put him away because he was, you know, he had, they knew he was no good. He don't run a communist.
Yep.
The problem is with this was Tucker Carlson said it. It's true. It's a replacement theory. We see it happening with Mandani. We saw it happening in with Mandani. In other words, they're actually now going to be replaced. They're being replaced right now. Schumer and Jeffries are going to primary them. They're taking over New York. They had, like, Biden told you what he was going to do. He said bottom up, middle out. Take the immigrants over here, right? Get rid of the middle class. Bottom up, middle's happening.
Yep.
They're taking bike lanes over, safe streets and automobiles with no congestion, and they're impeding you with now bike lanes. Everything they do is to destroy the party. It's got to be a dark money agenda. No one's that stupid. Destroy the, or bring America down. They do nothing for progression. But luckily, Trump is turned it the other way. But when it happens to them, they don't like it. Like, Gaughan, I'm being replaced. Yeah, Bill, you're going to be replaced. Yeah. Oh, how do you like it? Oh,
we're
doing what you're doing to us.
Like, enough people have now caught your insanity, and
right,
I've had
right.
enough of it. That's what it is.
AOC, she said, we're crazy. You're operating on kids. You open borders, anti-Semitism,
well, Donald,
boys
does
and
it
girl
say,
locker rooms.
Does it
so
say,
you're crazy.
That's right. Does it say enough that she had to proclaim her sanity?
Yeah,
that said
like
enough
was,
to me.
She looks like she was over in Iran with all the people behind her. Like, you know what I mean? It was ridiculous. But it's the truth. They want transgender over a normal heterosexual society. They're trying to change America from the majority to the minority.
Yep.
But what's so funny, it's now backfiring. Now it's happening to Schumer and Jeffries, so they have to go along with the insanity to survive, or they're going to be primary.
And Donald, there's the old saying, throw the bums out. Bacardo's tells me it's 11:50. Jerry Lee Lewis. Murph says he passed away at age 87, this date in 2022. Whole lot of shaking going on. Man, he was a crazy guy, but that's okay. He was a good crazy. Hey, let's see if we can sneak this in. By the way, we're going to finish with Charlie Daniels, born Wilmington, North Carolina. The devil went down to Georgia. I was in prison with a guy, this date, 1936, Murph says. I was in prison with a guy. I don't know, we were standing in line for whatever, commissary, I guess. I said, where are you from? And he had this deep accent. And he told me some town in North Carolina, Western North Carolina. He says, son, he goes, they pump the sunshine in down there. I still don't know what he meant, but that sort of means it was nowhere. Sharon from Lapoon, we got about a minute for you. Fire away.
Okay, I'll try. Hi, Bob. Anyway, I'm calling because of the commissioner's meeting. I have two big issues with it that just happened. One is the fact that no one has still yet addressed the reassessment. Chermak has said all along that he would pause the reassessment if he had the votes. He said it all summer. He did not put that motion on the floor to at least try and get it to pass.
Well, it was a Sharon, it was a reorganization meeting.
Well, I understand that, but that doesn't
give
mean they couldn't take a vote.
Yeah, give him a chance.
And he could have brought the issue up. Now, the other situation is the solicitor.
He's brought it up over and over again, by the way. But go ahead, continue.
Why would he vote to bring in Brenda Sacco's private attorney that's been fighting her legal battles to keep her in as commissioner?
Because Donald Fredrickson is a hack.
He is a hack. I don't like him at all, but you're going to tell me that in Lackawanna County, the only lawyer qualified would be Brenda Sacco's private attorney?
I'm not telling anything. I don't know.
I say there's many qualified attorneys in Lackawanna County, and created a huge conflict of interest. We have a commissioner.
I don't see a conflict of interest there, Sharon. I really don't.
They're in the same
direction, which is the whole point behind having your solicitor, that you're on the same page. I'm not defending Brendan Sacco. I'm just saying you put your guys, the people in that you want.
Brenda Sacco is still fighting. She's like an election denier with the upcoming commissioner's race.
Well, there shouldn't have been another election. That was done by, in my view, a political wing of the Democrat Party that wanted an election because the appointment wasn't going to go their way.
Well, then by what you're saying is they've put her,
Sharon, let me give you a summary.
Let
me give you a summary of what I'm saying, because we do have to go. Chet Murley needs to be elected because it's the only chance we have to change Lackawanna County government.
I won't deny that.
No, that's all. Then we're on the same page.
Well,
this nonsense will continue.
Well, I agree with that, but the only other issue is the fact of the legal fees that keep rising when the solicitor for the county has to take on when the county gets sued for this reassessment, and Brenda Sacco continuing to look to stay on till 2028.
Well, let's see what she does before we condemn her for doing it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say she's going to do it. So that's me personally.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. Thank you, Sharon. I appreciate it. Keep watching them. We need people bird dogging like this. We need it.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Hey, Bacardo's watch says it's noon. That means I got to go, but thank you for that call, Sharon. It was worth it. By the way, Chuck from Carlin wants to know, what do you know about anyone running for Superior Court judgeships? We've interviewed Maria Batista on this show for about five times. She's outstanding. That's my vote. Maria Batista for Superior Court. Guys, we got to go. Sue Henry Show next. Rob O'Donnell after that. I'm going down to WBRE to tape for their, I don't know what you call it, their podcast. After this, I've got to go home and get changed. I forgot about it. Anyway, we've got to say adios. It's time to adjourn this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow morning at 9 to do it all again, because the fight never ends. Have a great afternoon.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.